Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation for Mr. Weeden, W-E-E-D-E-N, David. This is date of evaluation is May 23rd, 2024. This is a initial evaluation, initial psychiatric evaluation. His number is 90116-3790. Date of birth is 9/8/1979. Date of admission is 5/21/2024. Identification data. Mr. David is a 44-year-old single Caucasian male living with his mother, one brother, his father of 17-year-old son, has history of multiple psychiatric admission. Reason for admission: David was petitioned by court order by his mother because of his psychotic behavior. History of present illness. Can you make a separate paragraph for everything? David is preoccupied to discharge. He described he can stay here only for 3 days because he is voluntary admission and does not want to stay more than 5 days. Patient was reassured about his care and the treatment. He described that he is not hearing any voices. He does not have any paranoid thoughts. Sometimes he has been suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome, for which he needs help. On the street, he is getting Adderall, which help him. Period. He does not want any other medication. He has mood swings just like anyone else, but is sleeping and eating all right. He described he never made any suicide attempt. I'm not feeling suicidal. He would not able to provide any health information, does not know the name of the medication. His past psychiatric history, positive for several psychiatric admission. He described, as if I remember, five. He was going to outpatient treatment in Oakland, but does not know. Review of the information from the intake indicate that patient was getting in Vega Sustaina. Information review also indicate that patient was responding to internal stimuli, talking to the person who was not there. One time ran away from the emergency room. And mother is concerned about his safety. Social history. He described he has smoking marijuana for last 20 years. Does not drink any alcohol. His UDS was positive for marijuana and amphetamine. CBC, his electrolyte, urine, creatinine was normal. Medical history, unremarkable for any medical problem. Personal history, he was born in Michigan, completed high school. He never worked, but he is on disability for last many years. Legal history is unremarkable. On mental history examination, David presented as slim, tall, Caucasian male, 6'3" in height. Described himself 155 pounds in weight. He was having fair eye contact with looks a little bit in poor health care. He was preoccupied with the somatic pain and stated it is chronic fatigue syndrome. His mood was somewhat sad, affect was anxious. His speech was clear. He denies any feeling of he was very guarded and superficial, denies any suicidal homicidal ideation, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. He knows the month, year, and the date, name the president. He was attentive. There was no disorientation or confusion. He can repeat 6, 4, 1, 9, 1, 2 forward and backward. He can recall 3 objects immediately and also 2 in 5 minutes. He can name objects. He can follow commands. He can do simple addition, multiplication. His attention is fine over fear. He does not have any plan in future. Want to go home? Does not want to stay in the hospital. He was repeating the same over and over again. Diagnostic impression: XS1 schizoaffective disorder. The somatic preoccupation: marijuana abuse. XS2 differ. XS3 differ. XS4, chronic history of mental illness, non-compliance with the medication, abuse of stimulant. XS5-10, prognosis guarded. Recommendation: patient wanted to be on ativan as it helping him to calm down anxiety. But I further question that why you need this medication. He described it helped me and calmed down. He agreed to take Invega Sustenna 156 mg intramuscularly, also considering his somatic preoccupation and also chronic fatigue. May consider some antidepressant. He agreed for Cymbalta 60 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect was discussed. Verbal consent was obtained. It was also recommended that I will be monitoring him on a regular basis and will decide about his discharge after consulting from his mother, because she is concerned about his behavior. He was encouraged to participate group and social activity. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation.